All right, it's Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item for a meeting with DSD for general business. So with that, I'll turn it over to you, Jay, and you can go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks. Want to update you on a couple topics and then jump in and have a discussion about the public survey that we need your blessing on.
Okay.
Sent it to you yesterday. But first, as far as, so we have put together our monthly year-to-date statistics, but Zach's out of the office today. He really likes statistics, so I'm gonna save it for the next meeting so he can go through all those.
All right.
It's a positive note. We're ahead of projections from last year, budget-wise, revenue-wise, from where we stood last year to the current date. It's about $440,000 to the positive. So that's a good thing. Also, as part of that statistical update, we've been working with IT to put a call log inventory together because the systems were changing. We waited until the new system was in place, and now they're tracking. And we don't have this meeting next week. The week after next, and we should have those ready.
Wow. Okay.
So give you those at that same time. We got another PNC commission application on Monday. Even though I gave them a date of July 20th, it's like, if I got a volunteer interested, yeah, I'm accepting applications, and we haven't interviewed yet. So now we have three to interview. I believe I spoke previously that this new application is outside of all area city impacts, south of Nampa. So,
Mr. Chairman,
we need representation there anyway. So that.
So, what areas are we looking to fill?
Commissioner Brooks, we're looking for a commissioner that lives outside the city and outside of all area city impacts, and one that lives inside an area city impact that's outside city limits.
Oh, okay.
And so we have three applications that fit those two criteria.
Okay.
And so I'm working with Mr. Rass to schedule that interview session. And include the PNC Commission, and we'll coordinate on that next week.
Okay.
So then the big topic for today is maybe. So I sent an email yesterday afternoon that included a link to the survey, at least the webpage that contains the survey.
Right.
And it is not live yet. Because we want to show you, or have you take a look at the survey. It's a short survey. We're not asking for, you know, to the general public to spend a whole ton of time on it per se. But this webpage explains what land divisions, the administrative land divisions are, what we're up against. Gain input for. And so, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it yet.
I have. I've clicked through it.
Good. Input, changes, yes, no?
I didn't see from my side of the table, I didn't see anything that I could say that I would want to change. I'm totally curious what the public's going to say.
And we are too. We wanted to convey that, you know, we're not... Well, I don't have any preconceived notions as to what the update will consist of. We really want the community's input on how they feel about administrative splits. There's some statistics of how many have happened in the past 5 years, how many parcels were created that. I think that's interesting. Of course, I've reached out to some of the groups around the valley that are interested in what the county does and said we have a survey coming out soon. I will send you the link, please forward that to your constituents, clients, members of your organization or what have you. And we'll see how many people really.
How many people really are.
So I wanna know how many want to be a part of the project to improve.
It'll be interesting too, to see if some of the question, like the first question where it asks basically, how would you like to see the division?
Yeah.
If people that don't understand what an administrative division is in the first place, and they just look at it and be like, well, if I've got to have growth, I'm just going to pick the one with the least number of houses on it. How those answers correlate maybe with some of the other ones, if they choose to answer those. Just wanted, like if it got onto some page or Facebook group or something where people are just anti-growth and they go in there to stuff the ballot per se, you know.
It's possible. And yeah.
It'd just be interesting to see if it happens.
So we worked with Aaron to set this up, and I don't know how technologically if we in the end will know where some of this information, the responses come from, if we're able to track that or not, I don't know.
Yeah, Gerald and the board, we have a software tool where it's gonna analyze and come up with the results, and just given my background with surveys and metrics like that, we'll be able to decode and decipher it. So I'm actually looking forward to it. Worked with DSD in the beginning stages of it to formulate these questions. And so based off that, we were able to come up with some solid questions that are not too complex, pretty simple, and the common layperson can get involved with the process too.
Be interesting to see how many people know if like an area of impact exists and
yeah.
Know whether or not they live in it,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I was, I kind of argued with myself about the area of impact, whether we let them know that that's going to potentially change between now and the end of the year, or we just stay mute and let them weigh in on it. The other thing I think that we should do is maybe have someone in staff at DSD call to the other smaller cities and make sure to tell their people that this is that we're needing information, and for them to encourage their people and the people that are around their rural city to look this up and weigh in on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a busy time for the agricultural people to stop and look, but hey, they're on Facebook, they're looking at their smartphones. It's not like they can't do it. So.
And like I say, it's not long, cumbersome. It shouldn't take 20 minutes or less. And that's also part of the point. But trying to keep it simple in some regard.
Yep. No, I like it. I think it's definitely worth doing. I just hope that we can get enough visibility to the public so we can get a pretty good turn in.
Yes, Gerald and the board, there are some media outlets that are just interested in this and didn't necessarily say what we're doing or what we're planning on doing. And just,
right.
You know, surface level conversations, and they're looking at putting a story out regarding this. So
perfect.
Yeah.
So we get that on the news, it'd be super.
Yeah, but the idea with this and the campaign that I'm thinking of formulating out of constituent services is to do like a full-on blitz where we get the public involved, like you said, go to the smaller communities, because really I'm curious about the data that we can pull from it overall, and so
right.
I'm interested in it too.
Right, absolutely.
And then we'll follow this up, this whole effort up in the middle of August with a public input meeting.
Yeah,
right.
So we can really talk to more people than two. I'll have my staff there to discuss. So we'll see where that goes as well. But
the thing, let me read into this carefully. The thing I personally believe is that if we produced as a placeholder for additional information,
mm-hmm.
if we produce that GSI map that we had of the above 40 and 40, 20 and below 10. If we could produce that GSI map as a point of interest that they could look at that during this or before or after, I don't really care. I'll bet you the majority of the county's population have no clue how many land divisions are out there in quote unquote the farmland. And how cut up it really exists today.
Seems that Josh showed me a map the other day that showed these divisions.
We do. We've had it made within the last 8-9 months.
But the one that you're talking to, we produced.
Right.
And if it's on my desk, but we could certainly attach it to.
If we could attach that to this somehow, so they could go out.
Initial web page with
the information. And they could see where we are today. Mm-hmm. And
so Gerald, to my understanding, would you like to see that map on the actual web page or the survey itself?
I would like to see it as a hot link if they were interested in okay. seeing what the actual recognized lots, because the assessor just got done mm-hmm. telling us that we're close to exceeding 108,000 parcels.
Wow.
And that's of everything, whether in city or outside of city. I don't think the Canyon County public is aware of that as a general term. You know, I think when we have people in here that are super pro-agriculture, I mean, they're thinking of 80-acre fields and larger. And they're going to find out on the land division map that that's not a normal commodity. That's mm-hmm. that's more of a rarity.
Fast becoming that way.
Fastly becoming quite rare. So I think that would be an eye-opener to the public to see that.
We have that map handy, so we can certainly do that.
So we can do that? All right. We can just hot-link that and... have fun with it on your little smartphone screens, but you can still blow it up and do whatever you want on the,
right.
It's a PDF that you can drill down into. And so I think it's very, very good piece of information.
I believe we can, with your acceptance, we can get this live tomorrow.
I don't see any problem.
No, I don't. I replied that I was good with it.
Yeah, well. Okay. Yeah, I replied.
Commissioner Van Beek was quite interested the other day in what was, having not seen it, so I want to make sure that I hear from her.
She's at a conference thing all day, so I don't know.
It's fine. I'll send her a message and just ask her to respond.
Okay.
She can text me or what have you, just to be safe. Or in the morning.
Yeah, I'd go ahead with your plan. I can't. I'm not aware of looking at any of this that Commissioner Van Beek would have any pause.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. Boy, you know,
Well, she'll let us know.
She will let Zach and I know if we're incorrect. But I think she would appreciate the professionalism and the presenting of how it presents, and she would like that very much. Just add the hot link to that GSI somewhere on this, and if not twice, so anyway, mm-hmm. the beginning and at the end, and so they can see, because I think the public is clueless. I think they're clueless.
Well, good.
All right.
Really, that's the message I had today, and the information I needed to share, and see where you stood on it. Do you have any other questions or topics that you would like to talk to me about?
So the two hot irons are the private roads and original parcels. And so is there any update that we want to put on the record for that for this day?
The private road ordinance update goes to hearing on July 31st. Okay. Here at the board.
And it's a very specific. We're not like throwing the whole kit and caboodle up there in the air.
No, the private road ordinance update, it looks a lot different because the information was rehashed in a better order. The format is better. We're really only changing two items, and that is the point in time that the private road has to be built. It's before the building permit submittal stage, as opposed to what is currently the last thing is a certificate of occupancy that has proved
totally problematic
over the years. So we would like to move that up front.
Right.
And then the other one is a change from the threshold, the average trips per day threshold, that means that it would need to be paved at the time that the 10th home was built. We're moving that back to the 6th home, just to protect from what we've seen in the field of having now like Lattimore Lanes 13, and there's four more open parcels that haven't been built on yet, but somebody's got to pave the road, and that's really cumbersome when it should have been at least in increments in the past. So we could have paved the first 6, then we could have required them to pave the next 6 or all the way to whatever. So just trying to rectify those two issues. And I know that there's sentiment out there that may want to have other changes as well, but we can limit it to what's proposed because that's what went through the Planning and Zoning Commission. And if there is sentiment to change additional items or really rework the whole context of private roads, then we need to step back and we'll do that next. But we need to move forward with these two changes.
These two changes only. Okay. All right.
And then original parcel was really envisioned to be a part of the admin division update, but it could be moved forward separately and then just reestablish what an original parcel is and whatever we do with the admin split, if it's before or after, it's still a work in progress. What happens when we start getting public input and decide directions for improvement or no improvement, we still know that we need to do the original parcel, so we can just start that one. We know what it ought to say. We looked at many other jurisdictions and how they define original parcel, and we know what's troublesome in ours. So we can fix that and move it. It does not have to parallel just the admin division.
Okay.
And I know that is what really the board directed us to fix that ordinance.
Right.
We can separate them.
All right. I think just keep going in the direction you're going on, and if there's any changes, I'd rather that all three of us be here if there's any change in course, but otherwise just keep going in the direction you're going.
Will do.
All right. Great. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Oh. Yes.
For me, Geraldton and the board, we're in the APA commission. So we were speaking about a few weeks back, looking at getting more people from P&Z and the APA. I was curious what your guys' thoughts were. How soon are we looking to solidify an APA commission? Have some interested members of the public that are in the agricultural rural community looking to get involved with government, and figured this would be a good opportunity for them. So,
do we have any applications?
You can create an application.
Okay.
Let's do we have anybody even remotely asking about applying?
No, that's why I haven't.
Yeah, I think
it hasn't been a big priority to get the commission in place, because not one person has called me saying, hey, let's talk about this. I might be interested.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for all the hype, so far no one has been willing to volunteer at this level. I've had direct conversations with the P&Z chair, and he's had conversations with the individual P&Z members. There's at least two members that's on our current P&Z that would be eminently qualified to serve on this. They've been approached, and they are reluctant to go leave the P&Z and go on the APA at this point. but we've already have new potential members, so that might change. I don't know. But it isn't for lack that we haven't been looking for qualified members to put on it. It's no good to put one on there or two. We need to be able to populate it with all three at the time that we do it.
Yeah.
We just don't have three people that are willing to do it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And we have zero official inquiry. Is that correct? I think that's a correct statement. We have zero official inquiry as to requesting ground to be put into the system, and so there's not a burning need to do that other than we created it, which is what was required by state statute. Statute did not address populating it.
Don't give them any ideas, sir.
Yeah, don't give them any ideas.
Well, even if it was populated, sir, what are they going to do?
There's been no applications.
Nothing.
There's nothing to do. So it's you know, in our side, it doesn't make logical sense to take an active qualified P&Z member and have them transfer over onto an APA board with no work to be done. And so we'll continue to prepare and work towards that, but that's where we're at the moment.
One other topic that just reminded me of the statute regarding review on AOI boundaries. Part of the planning directors around the different counties around the state, that was a topic of discussion earlier in the week, to see how that's going, progress that's been made, and there are several counties that, and it's like Bonner County has 10 small communities. They've already fixed three of them. Two of them they're negotiating with, and two they haven't met with yet. So, but they're part way through the process, and so, with in that regard, I see that the letter that needs to be sent to the mayors and council people at the cities is ready to go, and I'll put it on letterhead and get that out today.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Mr. Chairman, it came up on that IAC call that we had yesterday. Valley County Commissioner expressed one city, they were, horns were locked, basically, with them. And so I guess there's room for negotiation, but I believe it was what I've read, if I recall correctly, basically if there is no resolution in those negotiations, it just goes back to nothing.
Yep.
So
that's what the law says.
It would.
You can use the word behoove.
I was about to. It would behoove them to come to some resolution on. I don't know. It really did put the county in the driver's seat in that regard, and so why it came up in the call was that particular commissioner was really interested in what was going on in other jurisdictions across the state to see if. Basically she was on an island and they were the only one experiencing this kind of trouble with the city, or
they are not.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but
the county did their planning director did respond to that question as well.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm aware of that one, but all the counties are in just different stages of getting information out, and you know, we have set a date, and so we'll start, and we've been talking with the different cities. I haven't seen any widespread panic yet, but that'll come in September, I'm sure. But, you know, we have a date that we need information from them. Just trying to be open and upfront in the system as best we can to prepare them for a hearing with you. So.
Well, and this is no surprise to the cities at this point, right? They know they've got to be preparing the information to present, and that we're in the second half of the year, so
it's a little more difficult for the smaller cities because they don't necessarily have as much current information as say Nampa, that just went through a comp planning process,
right,
Started to enter into a new one Caldwell just finished their comp plan update, so they have some pretty pertinent information where, and Middleton did too. But the smaller cities in Canyon County, you know, their information is probably a little bit dated and you know, they'll have the consultants that's open a whole new plan for them per se. We're gonna wade through that and try to be as fair as possible, I assume, so.
Okay.
Another unfunded mandate from our legislature. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll get there.
And that's all I have.
Okay. That's it. I would make a motion that we adjourn.
A second.
Motion's been made, second for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.